Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
I gotta tell you, they're relatively commonplace. Man, I love a big man touchdown.
Who doesn't?
I just love a big man touchdown. And the celebration, did y'all check that out?
No.
I can't explain exactly what it is. I should know, but I don't. This happened, of course.
Late clock, they don't. With 3 seconds left, Daniels flips. He's got another, and this time it's Trent Scott. The big tackle was the extra offensive line.
All right, you gotta
look like that looked like some fraternity type stuff.
Watch the celebration, man. That was just fantastic. Oh, they didn't show. There we go.
Oh,
there
yeah, no, that, he, no, that's definitely Q-Dogs for sure.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, no,
that was definitely
that's exactly
the Q-Dogs.
What it looked like.
Yeah. Omega Sci-Fi. Shout
when you
out
got
to
a 320 pound dude doing that, come on now.
Yeah, man.
How do you not love shout a out big to, man?
I bet he was sick that he didn't have his golden boots on in that moment. Yeah, man. But yeah, love a big man touchdown.
It's
man.
The
those,
best.
Those are the best. I appreciated it back in the day when SB Nation put together the Peisman Trophy for the college football players where they tried to give away the trophy for the best big man touchdown because we all love him. It's always great, man. Mm-hmm. Anytime we get to see a portly athlete plying their trade, it makes America happy.
Yes, it does.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I might be kind of souring on the 3 TV setup thing.
Oh no.
I'm not going to stop because I'm I just hard headed, but one thing I've realized, as I mentioned last night, I had both Monday Night Football games on and the Astros game, and one thing I've realized for me is just like the attention span feels like it's getting worse for me. And you've seen this a little bit, Lopez, where I'll just be like, "What was I just doing?"
Yeah.
And I feel like the 3 TV setup might be doing some of that, like just trying to jump around from one thing to the next. And I hate to have to admit it, but it might be a problem.
So what'd you have on that made you realize this?
I mean, it's been over the weekend as well with college football, especially on Saturday, because it felt like a slate where it was like, oh, there's not a ton. But then as you were going through, there was a lot of things that were kind of interesting. And so I found myself shifting all 3 TVs at various times to get to, oh, well, that game's on, so which one of these can I let go? And I just found myself just kind of jumping around and not feeling like I had a good grasp of some of these games. And I was like, oh, okay, this might not be working.
See,
in the
that
way
is
that
a,
I typically wanted to go.
That is a pitfall, isn't it? Like, you don't really, you got so much, what is it, information overload that you don't really catch enough of one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which I, in the past, I actually haven't had too much of an issue with. People have brought it up like, oh, this is going to be an issue. And I was like, I mean, I think I'm handling it pretty well. Yeah. I'm not handling it as well as I used to. And I'm wondering if this is just like a deterioration thing or if it's just, if it'll pass. We're going to try and make it pass, honestly.
But you only have the volume on one, of course.
No.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem. No, you cannot have the, you have to have the volume
you're
only.
You're a damn serial killer. If only, you got all 3 TVs on.
You can only have the
like
volume
that?
On
most
one.
Of the time I'll have two.
No.
But,
not even two.
And maybe it's just
psychopath.
I haven't gotten into real form yet. Because when I'm in form, all the audio's on, and then I can kind of just focus
God,
on.
No.
I can focus
God,
on which
that
one.
That should have been your confession.
I can focus on whichever one.
Your confession.
I want to watch at the point in time.
Your confession.
The reason why
I have mass murderer tendencies.
The reason why you have it on, right, is why I have the audio on for all of those is that if a big play happens on one of these where you want to change,
then you can flip it.
You hear
got a remote in your hand.
You hear
sports bar don't even have all the volumes up, man. They have one.
That's because y'all not real.
Dude, you messed that. Your confession was wrong.
Y'all not
your confession
real.
Confession was, I'm getting, you know, brain lock here with all the. Dude, you have a remote in your hand. Just flip it over. Mute one. Turn the other one up when a big play happens.
Yeah, but you don't know the big play is happening.
You're looking at it.
Well, you're paying attention to one at a time.
Well, then don't audio, have three TVs.
Nah, I definitely don't have three TVs. Never stop. You can't stop me.
That's crazy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm having some TV issues too, man. Yeah. So I was watching Monday Night Football game last night, and the wifey, she jumped up and went in the other room to do something. I'm like, what's going on? She was kind of panicking a little bit. And she was like, oh, man, I missed my show 911. I didn't know it came back on today.
Oh.
So I think I'm in a dilemma now, because right now we only got one TV in the house, which is totally fine. But so I guess one of them 911s, I don't know if it's Lone Star or the regular one.
Yeah.
One of them come on Monday night at 7.
Oh.
And the other one, the other 911 come on Thursday night
at
7.
Come
that
on.
Is ridiculous.
Sound
man.
Like you about to be watching some games on your phone.
Yeah, or just hit record and tell her you can watch this later.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to have to come up with some. I can't wait to move, because I'm going to get another TV for the other part of the house. But I'm like, man, what is wrong with not? That show ain't that damn good. I think it's supposed to get canceled pretty soon.
One of them.
Why y'all coming on Monday night and Thursday night?
Here's your strategy. Baby, honey, what do you call her?
Sweetie.
Sweetie.
Oh, that's adorable.
One of these shows has to be watched live, and that's the game. The other one doesn't have to be. The other one's going to be there. But the game has to be watched live. And here's the other one. It's my job.
Yeah, doing it for work is the ultimate out.
It's my job.
Either that or I'm going to a bar.
You don't want me going to a bar.
Oh, you can, I can watch 911 anytime. Here you go, buddy. Here's the remote.
Exactly.
I mean, the bar's not a bad play. Watch this.
These are my confessions. These last 2 days have been a little bit scary for your guy here.
Uh-oh.
I've always said about AI, oh, it's going to be great. I think it's overplayed. You know, it helps so many people. It kind of streamlines a lot of things for us all, answers questions. So I've been playing around with AI the last couple of days.
See, that's your problem.
Yeah. Look, man, I've been digging in. Like, what else can it do? And, oh, can it do this? I'm talking like pictures, videos, you know, some of these other things.
Oh, so you're just taking energy off the grid for no reason?
No reason. Gotcha. Just digging in. I just got fascinated with AI. It's scary, dude. Like, it is scary. Like, I asked for a video. Can you do a video of blah, blah, blah? I forget exactly what it was. And it came up, and I was like, holy moly. And so then I dug into, like, I did the old Google search on, you know, what are the dangers of AI? Don't ever do that. Because they're talking about like taking over workforces and disrupting society and all that.
And so, some of this has been,
I'm sure,
in some ways overplayed, yeah, because in but some then, of the things that has been promised from AI actually can't be delivered by AI at this point.
But then here's the scariest thing of all that I read when I did that Google search, or maybe it was an AI search. I don't remember.
Okay, very good. I mean, Google is trying to force feed the AI down. Yeah, I'm like, hey, cut that out.
They said we are going down a path that within the next 3 years, AI will be able to do things without human assistance.
Yeah. You went full Skynet?
I got scared.
That kind of been the talk for a couple years.
I got scared, man.
I think the scary part about AI for me personally is how it's going into the music game now. How you got all, if you search like whatever artist you want to listen to and search AI track, it's actually some tracks out there that sound just like a Drake or Kanye West that's made from AI that they didn't even do.
Yeah.
And so the scary part is people can make money off of that. They can use your voice and all that stuff.
Yes.
And make money off of it or make a statement that you never said.
Have you dug in at all?
No.
Don't.
Because I look, I, well, as far as like actually utilizing like that, AI, like
videos and audios, I don't think they can do.
No,
and,
I mean, well, I keep up with generally some of the things that are happening with it, but like I keep up with reporting on it. I'm not going to mess with AI. Also, I just kind of have like a moral disagreement with the amount of energy that it uses and stuff. Like, hey, it just does not feel like it is a good trade off.
It is some good things for AI.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And I've been saying that.
Sure.
Yes, yeah. Especially when it comes to music, because you got somebody like Benny Siegel who voice don't really sound the same. And I heard he was working on an album and AI, he was using AI to restore his voice.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing with the Beatles. I think it was somebody from the Beatles who recorded something, finishing it up with AI.
Yeah.
So it's some good benefits, but it's scary, man.
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of technology, right? Like there's a lot of clearly good uses for it. And I mean, developing it, I'm sure, is a good thing. We got to do it.
But using it without human assistance?
You got to use it in a way that makes sense.
Yikes.
You're going to get replaced by AI.
Hey, it's only a matter of time.
All right. Watch this. These are my confessions. If I have to pick between what we sometimes get when it comes to seeing injury replays and never getting injury replays, I'm 100% picking injury replays. I don't think we ever need to see an injury replay ever.
I think I'm with you.
Right, like I understand that there might be certain instances where it's better to get an idea of what's happening, or you know, get another look at it. I'd rather just never see the injury again. Tell me what happened.
I think I'm with you.
I can't remember which game. I should have written it down, but it was a game in the college space on Saturday where something happened. And I was just like, why are we seeing the replay?
Yeah,
what is happening? Like, please stop doing this.
Yeah, I felt like Thursday night football. I want to say it was last week. What was the game where Tua got hurt again? I had the concussion.
Yeah.
I felt like they did a good job with not keep showing it, because I know the first time that happened with him, they kept showing it.
Yeah.
Where his hands and fingers twisted.
Yeah, the fencing response. Mm-hmm.
So I seen that play. I seen the recent one, the play live, and I was just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And I felt like they did a good job with not keep showing that. And I didn't need to see that again.
Most,
man.
I think you're right. Most we don't need to see. Yeah, it's a bad injury. Let's move on and continue. And now it may desensitize you a little bit to the game, but I don't care.
No, and I think for me personally, I don't think that's as much of an issue. But I think that's a fair point to bring up is that, hey, remembering that the dangers of this is still the car crash sport. But I'm just like, I'd rather not. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I don't know if this documentary is ever going to happen, but I feel like so much drama been going on with turkey leg cut.
Oh yeah. I saw the leg. I did.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping.
It's out of there, right? They done shut this thing down?
Kind of. Yes and no. So the health department came in and shut it down for a few days because of the, they say they had 35 health code violations.
Oh, my God. Just Google for me, and I mean avoid the AI portion of it. And if you're driving, of course you're excluded from this. But Google turkey leg hut. Don't put anything else. Just Google turkey leg hut, and just the you know wide reach of various things. You got bankruptcy things. You got
fires,
hazard health. So I'm just like, good God,
yeah.
Yeah. Them turkey legs had to be real good.
Well, I ain't eating anymore.
To be sustained through all this.
I ain't eating anymore.
The funny part about this is, like, I whenever this is all said and done, I want to see this documentary. But during this whole health violation thing, Turkey Leg on their official Instagram posted, they said, "Hey, Turkey Leg Hut fam, we will be closed this Friday through Sunday for some some exciting renovations."
Mm-hmm.
This is right after the report of the 35 health violations.
Some exciting renovations, including mopping and cleaning.
Yeah, that's exactly. Getting that rat feces out of here. Yeah. Allegedly, I don't know. Yeah.
Keeping the turkeys out the utility closet. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
We're actually going to plug in the refrigerator.
Oh, where's Marvin Zilin when you need him? Rest in peace,
no
right?
Kid.
Like that's the
slime in the ice.
Clean the slime.
That's exactly where he needs to be. All right, those are your confessions on a Tuesday here on In the Loop. Actually, it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday.
You're so darn right.
713-572-4610. Caller number seven will receive a pair of tickets to Jags Texans in the bullpen front row. You want these tickets. Again, 713-572-4610 is the number to call. Caller number seven, you'll get a chance to do that and go on our dime. I hope you enjoy that. But coming up next, let's do a little college football on a Tuesday, revisit some of the things that happened in the college football weekend. We'll do that next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.